This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. With today's decision by the U.S. Supreme Court, many abortion rights activists are predicting a rise in out-of-state patients coming to Colorado. In recent years, around 10% of people seeking abortions here were from out-of-state. CPR's Allison Borden reports that number was already on the rise as other nearby states have passed more restrictive abortion laws.
As of last year, 14% of the abortions that were performed in Colorado were on patients from out-of-state. So that uptick of patients from states around Colorado is already being seen. And what abortion providers are saying is geographically, Colorado will continue to see that uptick. They don't know exactly what that will look like yet, though.
CPR's Allison Borden. 13 states have trigger laws banning abortion that now go into effect, including Texas, Oklahoma, Wyoming, and Utah. Colorado Springs-based nonprofit Focus on the Family is a major advocate on the national stage for restricting access to abortion. Organization President Jim Daly applauded today's decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to send the question of abortion back to the states. He said he believes it's more appropriate for abortion to be decided by the legislative branch than by the courts.
That's where it should be, if we're all playing fairly. And, we'll go to work to try to convince the Congress that life is a better choice.
Colorado's legislature passed its own law securing abortion rights earlier this year. We'll hear more reaction on today's decision throughout the afternoon. Scattered rain and thunderstorms will continue to move across the Front Range this afternoon. Right now in Denver, it's 88 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.